Welcome to E-Commerce Explained, the podcast that'll help you to start, launch, and grow your own successful online store. My name is Warwick Hearns, and I'm South Africa's e-commerce expert. Back in 2010, I founded the award-winning online store Action Gear, and I grew that business from zero to doing over 20 million rand in annual revenue back in 2017, when I sold the business so that I could dedicate myself to helping South African online entrepreneurs just like you to avoid the pitfalls which I had to overcome so that you can achieve more success online faster. I'm really excited that you're listening to this, and I look forward to having you on this journey with me, where I'm going to show you how to get your online store started, grow your sales with the best digital marketing methods, and scale your business to bring about more and more success. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast and leave us a review with your thoughts. Let's get into this. Oh my, it is Black Friday week. Well, it is at least at the time that this podcast episode is going live. It is so exciting. This is like what the whole of the calendar, the whole year of e-commerce is leading up to Black Friday. It's like a celebration of all the work that you've done, all of the good customer support you've offered, all of the great marketing you've done through the year. Now customers are coming to you and hopefully flooding to your site and pumping those orders through your website. So let's make the most of this, and I'll keep this episode relatively short, but I do want to share this content with you right now, because as you get busy, it's so important to acknowledge and to remember that customer service has always got to be at the top of your list in terms of priorities. And this is something that I know for sure, and I'm going to share five tips that you can use to increase your customer support, to give your customers a better experience, to let them come back again and again, and to help them to tell their friends about you. Because a raving fan is something that is a difficult achievement to have, to get a customer to that point where they want to sing your praises from the rooftop. But when you get to that level, oh my goodness, it's a great place to be, because those customers do so much work on your behalf, and nothing works better than one customer telling another one that they should support you, they should shop with you because of X, Y, and Z reason. So I'm going to share five great tips with you on how you can do, or how you can achieve just that. And I've got to say, I want to toot my own horn a little bit here, because in 2015, my company Action Gear, we won the award for offering the best customer service in South Africa in all of e-commerce. You know, back in those years, there was an annual e-commerce event hosted by YouAfrica. And in 2015, we went up against the likes of Takealot, against Yuppie Chef, of Bidovai, and all the big names in the industry, and we took home that top award for best customer service. And what's cool is that that awards didn't happen again since 2015. So if we call it a floating trophy, then I'm the one that actually offers the best customer service, the best customer support in all of e-commerce in South Africa. So take that. I'm going to claim the floating trophy, and that this guy over here is the best at this topic, which means that you're in the right place to be listening to somebody who's been there, who's walked the talk. And I got to tell you that after that, we won that award, some people came up to me and they're like, oh, that's a nice award to win. You guys offer good customer service. That's nice. And apart from that feeling slightly condescending, what I had to remind them is that we used customer service in that business, and every one of my businesses, I've always used customer service as a differentiating factor and as a strategic decision to give our customers better experience. Because heck, when I started out my e-commerce store, I didn't have money to put into marketing. The only way I could get more customers to come to me was through free SEO stuff, by going to events and trying to speak to people. But ultimately, every customer that I engaged with, and later when my team engaged with customers, we gave those customers a great experience, and those customers became raving fans. They told their friends, those friends told their friends, and it became like this wave of spreading amazing energy where everybody was referring us and recommending us, and we became the experts. We became the biggest sellers of GoPros and of drones because we always gave great customer service. And so when people looked at that and said, oh, customer service is nice, I turn back and I say, this is a strategic decision which you should be implementing in your business, especially as it gets busier and busier through the year, and as your business grows, and as you need to put this into your culture with your team so that they have the same experience, and that they give the same experience to your customers, the same experience that you would have as the founder and as the most passionate person in your business. So how can we go about turning good old average Joe customers into raving fans? Well, it's a little bit easier than you might think. And I'll let you in on a secret here. The reason that it's easier is because South African customers are so used to average or below average customer support that's where the bar is set. It's not very high. So all you've got to do, and this is a secret, all you've got to do is do what you said you're going to do. And by just doing that, you will actually impress a whole stack load of customers who just didn't expect you to do what you said you were going to do. And if you can take it up a notch, if you can just go a little bit above and beyond and impress them that little bit extra, well, that's the very easy tipping point to turn people into raving fans, where they will spread the word and they'll tell their friends and their friends of friends about you, your website, and your business. And that's a wonderful way to grow your business, to grow your sales, without having to invest a ton of money into fancy marketing metrics. If you started your business like me with no marketing budget, well, then this is a great tactic and a strategy to implement into your business. And I want to share 5 quick tips that you can put into your business to bring about better customer experience, better customer support, and how you can ultimately offer award-winning customer service yourself. So the first tip of the 5 is to hire staff who portray, who have the customer support, the ability and the desire and the want to help customers. That needs to be entrenched into those people. You might have seen yourself kind of like approaching a customer support agent by phone or maybe in the shops one day, and the person's leaning back in their chair, maybe they're chewing gum, and they are so disengaged, they are not interested one bit whatsoever in what you are telling them. And you know that person shouldn't be in that chair, they shouldn't be in the customer support role. And maybe in other times you've walked into a shop, and before you even 3 steps into the shop, somebody's approached you and they're asking you how they can help, and they're smiling and their body language is there, like they are present, they wanna help you out. Those people have customer support entrenched into who they are as a person, just in their personality type, they want to help people. So when you are hiring staff into the customer support role, you want to look out for people who have that tendency, that personality trait built into them. And the way to find those people is just to keep your eyes open. I've honestly found customer support agents who've just knocked the socks off our customers. And I found those support people by keeping my eyes open when I'm at a restaurant and the waitress is just going above and beyond to impress us and to remember everything about like our order and to clean the table and to just do that little bit extra, and paying attention and really tending to your needs. When you experience something like that, and it could be the person who helps load your groceries into the car, it could be anybody in any store, just keep your eyes open and look out for that person who is really engaged, who really cares. And then hire them. they won't mind at all if you go if you offer them a job on the spot. It's literally something that I've done in the past, and it's resulted in some of our best candidates who's delivered customer support, because ultimately anybody can learn the technical skills that you need them to offer good customer support in your business. You can teach that to anybody, but what you can't teach to them is the passion to actually want to help somebody. So if you can find the right people, then that for sure is the first step to offering great customer service. So the second tip that I wanted to share with you is to share your own team's personality through the site. Don't try and hide your team or your people or your own personality behind a website and disengage from the personal experience, because often that is the missing factor when it comes to shopping online, is that customers feel that they're just shopping with a website. There's no personality to this. And with that, the lack of trust then comes in also. And you guys know from listening to me previously that trust with shopping online is one of the most important factors that you need to be building. And by showing your personality and by letting your team, as you expand into a team, by putting their pictures on the site and by letting them operate in the way that they want to operate. If they've got a funny quirk, if they speak a little bit, maybe a little bit lax, depending on your brand, maybe you allow that, maybe you don't. But don't hesitate to let people be themselves. And especially if you follow tip number 1 and you put the right people in the right seats, then letting these people be themselves is absolutely the right thing to be doing. So that would be tip number 2, is to not push people down or try and put everybody in the same box. Let them be themselves, especially if you've hired the right people to begin with. Now, tip number 3 is to empower this team of yours to be able to go above and beyond. Like if they wanted to do something extra, maybe include a gift in the box, or maybe they wanted to see if maybe there was an order that came in and it's just 2 blocks away from where you are. Maybe they wanted to go and personally deliver it. Do they need to ask your permission to do so? Should they actually need to ask permission to offer great customer service? Probably not. And you shouldn't have that as part of your culture. In fact, you should empower them to do so. You should encourage them to do so. You could even link this to their KPIs and their incentives to say, You know, what we're looking for ultimately is customer support, or customer feedback rather. And if you can do that, go that extra mile and do that extra thing that brings in that great customer feedback, then you might want to offer spot bonuses or rewards or incentives. But certainly, at the very least, you want to positively reinforce this behavior. You could do so in your next team meeting by letting that person stand up and relating the story about, oh, what did you do? Tell the whole team about that story, what you did to help that one customer, and let them, you would see them just beaming and smiling and radiating energy as they relate their story about how they went that little bit extra to help that one customer. And if you do that, it spreads that energy and creates a culture of your entire team wanting to go above and beyond, wanting to be that person who's recognized and positively reinforced for going above and beyond. So that's a great way to do this. Now, tip number four is one that comes straight out of Take Lots playbook, which is to always under-promise and over-deliver. Now, whenever you order something from Take Lots, generally, unless if you're paying for next day delivery, you'd probably notice that the delivery period might be 2 or 3 days away. But without fail, they'll deliver to you the next day. And they always do that. And they do that, you know, they could easily update their terms and conditions and their shipping policies to say, we will deliver to you the next day. Because why wouldn't they do that? Well, the reason that they don't do that is because every time they under-promise and over-deliver, it gives you that wow factor. It kind of makes you think, wow, these guys really they delivered quicker than they were supposed to. And it gives you that great sense of somebody just going above and beyond. On the other hand, it also does take the pressure off them, because if they aren't on point and if that delivery arrives on 2 days or 3 days time, well, that's what they were promising you in the first place. So you can definitely take a leaf out of their book in terms of being able to always under-promise and over-deliver. And that could be in the form of the delivery. It could be in the parcel that they get, in the product that they receive, in the amount of times that they get updated through the delivery process. And ultimately, what you do want to do is, when it comes to deliveries, you always want to make sure that you are on point with this, and that you're working with your courier partners, whether you're using the courier guy or any other, to make sure that your courier partner is delivering in the time frame that you want. And this is so important, because when it comes to customer support and managing your reputation, ultimately your reputation lies in the hands of the couriers delivering in the time frame that you said that they would deliver in. You can imagine that you could do everything right. Your website could be amazing. Your marketing could be on point. Customers will come to your site. They'll love your site. They'll love your products. They'll love your checkout process, and they'll love giving you their money. And then when they're expecting the parcel within maybe 2 days and that parcel doesn't arrive, maybe it takes 5 days, maybe it doesn't arrive at all, who do you think they're upset with? Well, they're not upset with a courier. They're upset with you. So your courier partner ultimately is always the one that manages, is going to be the ultimate goal. It's like the make or break of your customer service, is to choose the right courier partner and to make sure that they are delivering within your time frame. But when you under-promise and over-deliver, you give yourself that breathing room, so that if the delivery is a day late, well, it falls within the schedule of time that you promised the customer anyway. But if you want, then it does. If you can get it there the next day, then you've achieved that wow factor. And that wow factor is what is the difference between a regular customer who just says, well, that was nice, thanks so much, or the customer who jumps on Google and writes a wonderful review for you to say how impressed they are with you, your customer service, and your company as a total overall. Now, the fifth point that I wanted to share with you, the fifth and final point, is about positively reinforcing your own positive feedback. To shout from the rooftops when you get a great customer comment, to post that, to screenshot it and to post it on social media, because nothing works better than marketing where you are using social feedback from other customers who are saying that they are getting great customer feedback or customer support from you. Screenshot those images and share that everywhere you can. Maybe you need to block out the person's surname for privacy reasons, but ultimately what you want to do is use this positive feedback to bring in more positive feedback. Put this on your homepage. Share this on your social media, because ultimately when a customer comes to your site and they are wondering, do I trust the site? Do I think that it's going to deliver in the right time frame? Well, customer feedback and testimonials and these feedback screenshots, that is by far the best way to convince a customer that you are legit, that you can be trusted, and that they should be shopping with you. In our businesses, what we've often done is created what we call the raving fan wall, where we would actually print out the feedback. We bought little frames. We bought hundreds of these things. We would frame every single piece of feedback, and we stuck it on the corridor. So as customers arrived at our offices, they would walk past hundreds of these things, maybe not hundreds, to be honest, but dozens of these things stuck up on the wall. And I think there's no better way for somebody to arrive at your offices. Maybe they've got that doubt in the back of their mind about, well, what kind of experience am I going to have approach or going into the store? And they knew before they got there, because they walked past all of this wonderful feedback from customers who were just singing our praises. It sets the tone. It tells them that we can be trusted. And ultimately, before they've even engaged with us, they know that they're going to get great customer service. So now, as you guys go into Black Friday or Christmas or any other time of the year, you've got to realize and recognize that customer service is what makes or breaks your brand, your reputation, and what is ultimately going to be the difference between a customer shopping with you once or shopping with you again and again. And as you guys know from listening to me, that when a customer shops with you again and again, it increases your return from your marketing, it increases your lifetime value, it decreases your cost of acquisition. There's so much goodness that comes from it. But ultimately, it makes your business more secure. If you've got a whole bunch of customers who are just shopping with you again and again, oh my goodness, that is where you want to be. And especially when these customers are telling their friends, they are doing the marketing for you. They are telling other people to come and shop with you. And they'll do that if you offer great customer service, if you just go above and beyond. And as I said earlier, it's not all that hard, because South Africans are so used to bad customer service. So this is actually an easy thing to implement in your business, and you should be focusing on this, not just as something nice to do, but rather as part of your strategy, as part of your marketing, as part of the way that you're going to grow your business. And it feels pretty darn good at the same time. So guys, crush your Black Friday, crush your Christmas, and I can't wait to chat to you guys in our community or to chat to you in the next podcast. See you then. Thank you for listening to this episode. I'm excited to have you along on this journey with me, and I wish you all the best with implementing this information in your own online store. If you'd like to access my free range of e-commerce strategies, tools, and mini courses that have helped thousands of South African entrepreneurs just like you, then be sure to visit insaka.co.za/free. I'm looking forward to chatting to you in the next episode. Till then, take care.